This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Tune in Monday through Friday at 10:30 a.m. and p.m. for Watchmen on the Wall, an outreach ministry of the Southwest Radio Church.
God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You'll never change what you're willing to tolerate. This is why I say this a lot. Some of us don't need a devil. We don't need to have a devil because we do ourselves in. Amen? Huh? We keep allowing junk in our life. We keep allowing things in our life. And we keep tolerating these things in our life that are toxic to us, that are poison to us, that are destroying our mindset, that are destroying our promise. And we tolerate it and tolerate it and tolerate it because we don't want to change. We'd rather not go through the trouble of working through the process of change and just put up with the crap that we got to deal with every day. Is that too much truth too fast? Is everybody okay? So here's the deal. If you're going to put up with it, come on somebody. If you're going to complain about it, if you're going to be negative about it, then it's your own fault. You can't complain about what you're willing, what you permit. You can't complain about what you tolerate. Because then that just turns you into a critical, negative person and you're your own worst enemy. Then you become what James says you were. You deceive yourself into believing something that's not true, and then everything wrong in your life becomes everybody else's fault, and you don't want to take no responsibility for the mess that you're in, that you put yourself in. Is everybody okay? Listen, I know I live this stuff too, man. Huh? Don't sit around and complain about your garage being a mess for 3 weeks when you can go out there in 3 hours and clean it up. That garage is always a mess, just a mess, just a mess. That garage is a mess. A month later, that garage is just such a mess. Well, clean it up. Take 3 hours and organize your garage. And then when you do that, you ain't got nothing to complain about. Is this too practical? Come on, amen. We do that in our spiritual life, don't we? Well, I just hate it that I don't know God very well the way they know God down at the church. Well, get your butt up out of the bed 30 minutes early and spend 30 minutes in your Bible. Huh? I just hate it that God don't speak to me. Well, when's the last time you prayed? Spend some time in prayer. Pastor, I didn't come down here to this church for this tonight. I just didn't come down here for this tonight. Well, this is what I got. I'm almost finished. Why? Because we will never change what we're willing to tolerate. Listen, let me tell you something else. Sometimes the reason you keep bumping against things that agitate you is because your friends create comfort for you, but it's your enemies that create movement. And this is what I mean by that. You think about any time you've ever done anything great in your life, it's always been because somebody told you you couldn't do it. If you just sit around with people all day, just tell you how wonderful you are and how great you are, you won't do nothing. But if you got people saying, "No, you'll never do that. You'll never amount to nothing. You think you got it all together. You just do." Well, what do? You go out and prove to everybody you got it all together. Because friends create comfort, but it's your enemies that create movement in your life. Huh? That's why the process in life is so important, because when things come against you, it tests you like a fire and causes you to have to stand in faith that propels you to your destiny. Otherwise, you ain't moving nowhere. Amen? If your friends keep comforting you all the time, you ain't never going to move into the victory God has in your life. And then you're just going to live a fake life, just going trying to project to everybody that you got it all together. And inside, you're drying up and dying inside. You're going home and crying by yourself. You're lonely. You ain't got nobody loving you. And you just got everybody out there believing you got it all together. Come on. And see, sometimes God will start removing all those support systems in your life so that you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you get up one day and you say, "Hold on a minute. I'm tired of living like a caterpillar. I'm tired of eating dirt. I'm tired of crawling around on the ground when I know I got potential on the inside of me to be flying. I got potential on the inside of me to be beautiful. I'm getting up from where I'm at, and I'm not going to stay there anymore because God's created me for something better than what I am. I'm not holding back on this stuff anymore. I'm about to embrace the change and walk through the process that's going to get me to my promise. I ain't hanging out in the wilderness of life anymore. I'm about to step into what's next in my life, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get me there." Come on, somebody. But what we do, we approach our life so emotionally sometimes, and in the flesh. Yes, I said it, in the flesh. I know it's old terminology from like 1940s, but it's true. Amen. Nobody talks about the flesh anymore. We blame the devil for everything. "The devil made me do it." No, he did not. It was you. Come on, amen. The flesh is a very present reality. I'm glad I grew up in old church. I'm glad I grew up in an old Pentecostal church. I grew up in a time that when we had a special speaker come to the church, he'd come for 2 weeks and he'd preach every night of the week. You know what we called that? We called that revival. And everybody in the church came for 2 weeks. You came. Everybody in the church showed up. My mom and dad never, when I was a kid, my mom and dad didn't believe you had a choice when it came to going to church when we were little. Amen? Huh? You went to the revival every night. It didn't matter. All 2 weeks, you went there every night. If it was 2 weeks, we went 2 weeks. We were in church. And you know what? We didn't get out at 8:45. Revival went to midnight. You said on a school night? Yes, on a school night. You know what they did with us? They laid us out on the pews at 10 o'clock and let us go to sleep. And they kept on praying for another 2 hours. Praying over the city, praying over the church, praying over the kids. Every night. I'm going to be honest with you. I get tired of people saying, well, you know, the kids got to get into bed real early on Wednesday night. You got to be done at 8:30 because, you know, people got to get up for school. Give me a break. Please give me a break. It blows my mind that people are more concerned about academics 5 days a week but won't get them in church for 2 hours. They don't care that, you know, they want them to go to college and not be dumber than rocks, but they don't care if they spend eternity in hell. I mean, come on. Put them in church every time the church doors open. If it's open to midnight, keep them down there to midnight. Because I promise you, what they're learning in public school today ain't doing nothing but taking God out of their heart, taking a sense of identity away from them, putting a toxic, secular, humanistic poison in them that's bringing nothing but destruction in their life. And they might end up with a PhD or a master's degree, but they're going to live their life miserable, self-absorbed, and selfish, not knowing the peace of God all the days of their life. You don't believe me? Look at the statistics. Look at the statistics of suicide that is in this next generation. There have been more suicides in the generation of young people right now than there's been in the entire history of this country. Something is amiss. Don't tell me it's not tied to prayer in school. Don't tell me that it's not tied to people going to church and getting their kids in church. Yeah, that's good preaching, Jason. It's good, it's good, it's good. We're so emotional. We're emotional about it. I don't want to offend my kids. I just can't, you know, if I make them go to church, then I'll just hate church. What's wrong with you? Don't ever say that to me. I'll forget I'm a Christian. Have you lost your mind? I'm afraid they'll hate God. Dear Jesus, help us. I went way off the rail. I'm sorry. But we do. We get emotional and we approach everything in confusion and everything in turmoil. Most people don't never stay involved in anything long enough to even give themselves credibility anymore. I look at resumes for people that would apply for a job here. You know what I see? 3 months here, 6 months here, 1 year here, 8 months there, 9 months here, 1 year here, a year and a half here, 5 months here. They're 40 years old and they had 40 jobs. Well, I see you got a pretty impressive resume. Listen, let me just help you. If you've had 40 jobs in 40 years, it ain't your boss. It might be you. Is that too much, Thomas? Woo! We stay in relationships short term. We can't get no credibility, amen? So what are you good at? Well, I'm good at getting jobs. You know why we do that? Because every time we don't feel good, every time we don't feel good, that's what gives us permission to do something else. Because we go by how we feel, amen? You say, well, I feel so tired. I feel so worn out. I just can't make it to church today, Pastor. I feel worn out. I feel. Can I just ask you what you feel has to do with anything, really? What does being tired have to do with anything? I'm tired from the time I get up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night. I wake up tired. Does anybody relate to that? Come on, amen. Look, you're going to sleep forever one day. You might as well get in the middle of the move of God that's going on in your life while the middle of the move of God's going on in your life and plug into it. Don't sleep through it. Get involved. Get passionate about the things of God. Amen. You can't always fulfill your destiny. You can't always arrive at the destination. You can't always see a dream come to pass. But it's coming to pass for those that are faithful. It's coming to pass for those that'll dare to believe. It's coming to pass for those that'll walk in faith. It's coming to pass for those that'll get up and step into the River Jordan and walk by faith over into the promised land. And let me help you with the promised land. The promised land is not heaven. When I get to Beulah land, then I can rest. No, you can't. The promised land is a place full of walled cities. There's giants there. There's resistance there. There's trouble there. And God's given it to you, but you got to be the one that takes a step of faith. Ready or not, here I come. Step on over into it and defeat the enemy of your life. Defeat the enemy that's trying to destroy the promise in your life. Listen, I don't want to shock you, but let me tell you something. The devil is not God's enemy. Come on now. The devil is not God's enemy. He thought he was going to be God's enemy one time. He stood up and he said, hey. And before he got to the why on the word hey, he found himself smack on planet Earth because, bam, it was over that quick. He wasn't a threat to God. He's not the enemy of God. He's your enemy. He's your enemy. God defeated him because of what he was doing in you. He never could defeat God. He never had power over God. God sent Jesus so you could be free. God sent Jesus and defeated the enemy and paraded him throughout the universe and told everybody that he's a defeated foe. It's a finished thing. So every time you step into your promise, there's resistance there. You got to know that you've already got the victory. That giants can't stand. Walled cities cannot resist you. Strongholds cannot hold you back. They cannot repel you because you were called by God to inherit the promise. Oh, come on. But Pastor, I don't feel happy. Sometimes I don't feel married, but I get up every morning and guess what? I'm still married. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, we on a mission. We're on a mission. Your life is meant to be lived for something more than what's in front of you every day. I believe that the biggest trick of the enemy is to get us so occupied with the things that are happening in our life every day that we become so occupied with it that it creates this passivity in us. It dries up our passion so that we never really achieve the promise. We just spin in our wheels every day trying to make a little bit of headway so we can get a little bit of what the world calls happiness. One of the most telling things about Jesus that just blows my mind was that the Bible talks about him as he approached cities, that he would see people. And it says this about Jesus. It says that he was moved with compassion. He wasn't moved by people that had money. He wasn't moved by big business. He wasn't moved by people's status. He wasn't moved by the religious guys of his day. Matter of fact, he was repelled against them. The thing that made Jesus fearless, the thing that made Jesus audacious, was that he had a heart for people. So that ought to tell us right there that the trick of the enemy to get us off of our game is to trick us into believing that this life that we live, it's about us. Because if he can keep us focused on us and how we feel, we'll ignore everything else around us because they'll just become things in our life that are either getting us to where we want to go or they're obstacles to getting us to where we want to go. And we won't view them with the eyes of compassion. the audacious life is so much more than just not being afraid of this world that we live in. It's about not being afraid of the world we live in, but also embracing our destiny. The destiny that He gave us and that He called us to. See, that's where real bravery comes in. That's where real courage comes in. When we set aside personal agendas and say, God, I'm going to give my life away. I'm giving it all away. I'm yours, whatever you want to do. That's really what it's all about. That's really what the Father's heart is about. Jesus, through His whole ministry, if you look at His ministry, He was never upset with a sinner. He was upset with religious people. He was moved to compassion with people that were stuck in a self-absorbed, self-centralized life. And what He brought them was satisfaction that they could never find in themselves. And when they experienced that freedom, it changed them. See, that's what He wants to do with us. That's what the Father's intent from the very beginning was, because that's the whole foundation of relationship. If He's really Father and He wants to have a relationship with us, then He's made His life about us, and He wants us to make our life about Him. So the way to do that is we've got to live bold. We've got to live in faith. We've got to be audacious. We can't be intimidated by the things in our life. We can't be intimidated by success. We can't be intimidated by people in our life that are trying to hang us up. We can't be intimidated by our failures. We just got to know who we are. And then we can live fearless. I wonder if I got anybody here tonight who knows who they are. I wonder if I got anybody here tonight that said, yeah, Pastor, I'm going to live my promise. Process me, Lord. Come on, if that's you, stand at your feet. Come on, give Him a shout of praise tonight. Lord, we love You. We adore You. So if you've been tired of living like a caterpillar, if you've been tired of digging around in the dirt and eating leaves, and I want to tell you tonight that God wants to do a metamorphosis in your life. All you got to do is attach your faith to it.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.